is Radio Freedom.
Hello, this is Radio Clash Show 52. This is the Bastard Cherry DJ Nono Ego Edition. That will make sense in a minute.
And holes, many intelligent black men seem to look uncivilized when on the screen. Like I guess I figured you to play some jigaboo on the plantation. What else can a nigga do? And black women in this profession, as playing a lawyer, out of question. For what they played, Angel Mama is the perfect term. Even if now she got a perm. So let's make our own moves like Spike Lee. Cause the rules being offered don't strike me. There's nothing that the black man could use to earn. Burn Hollywood, burn.
Burn Hollywood, burn.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. I'm your host, Tim, and that was Burn Your Radio by Instamatic. I don't think I've ever started a show with one of my bootlegs. It's a general rule, because it seems way too egotistical, but I'm very proud of that one. And it went down a storm at Bastard, which I played a couple of nights ago on Thursday, November the 3rd or 4th. And that's why this show is called the Bastard Cherry Show, because I broke my, as Starsky put it, I broke my Bastard Cherry, and I actually played there properly for the first time. I was supporting Fondue Meltdown, and it went pretty well. I was scared shitless, but certainly the reaction that got, some of the late tunes, I think the last half of my set went down really well. First half was supposed to be chaotic, and I think I confused them. It was supposed to confuse them a bit as well. I think it went fairly well. I got quite a few people come up to me and say, I didn't know, and say they enjoyed it. So I made a lot of people smile. I'm going to have a mix from that later, which is going to have the tracks that you haven't heard before. I think there's only one track you've heard before in there. A lot of the stuff I've done for the Bastard compressed into about 25 minutes to half an hour. In fact, it's strangely, it sounds better compressed into a small space. I played a lot of tracks that you've heard before on Radio Clash, over the last shows and probably a bit further, so I'm not going to repeat them all. It was very mad. I think the best moment for the night was playing Burn Your Radio, which I played, and getting everyone to do the Radio Gaga claps. That was brilliant. That was just like, yes, a few people came up asking for me to send a link to them, which was also very, very nice. So that'll be released in the public domain sometime soon. And that bootleg is about and for and by and to do with podcasting. I had the idea on a flight. I was listening to a mix of Open Up a long time ago. I think it was in a DJ Hickory Dickory Dot mix. He used Open Up and was mixing in some punk. I think it was his punk mix. And I just suddenly heard that synth line and went, "My God, that sounds like Radio Gaga." And I knew the Public Enemy Burn Hollywood Burn track as well, which is also used in there. So, I think the other good moment was when I played the Crazy Frog Cassette Boy bootleg. You know, the one with Imagine I played in the last show. And literally the whole of the bar went, "No!" And I just went, wait, and of course, he gets his demise about 50 seconds later, and it's like, yay. Oh, and anyone who wants to play I did a mix of the Madonna's new Hung Up single, and I've been hearing it quite a lot over at dancecast.net, which is JR's podcast, who featured me as his current mashup of the week. It featured that and also my Madonna mix, which is really nice. Thank you, JR. I'm checking it out. I'm subscribing, so go and have a look. The link is either on the blog, or you can just go to dancecast.net. Yeah, he's been playing a lot of the Madonna single, but the thing about Hung Up is I managed to clear the floor and regain the floor in one song. Everyone is really schizophrenic about that song, including me, so there's something odd going on there. So anyway, then after Thursday night's debacle, I went down to West of Bastard on the Friday, down in Bristol, which is at the Hatchet, and their playing was Pilchard, the Egypts, under North Sea Shoal, I think they were called, and Angus Herring, and that was a rocking night as well. Lots of fun was had by all, and I'm going to play some tunes from those, just so it doesn't seem like one big ego wank fest. But I thought you'd want to hear the kind of mix, some of the stuff I was doing at Bastard, and I'm playing some tunes from them, which I think is probably a very good thing to start on. This is a track called "What Like an Egypt Span," and it was the first track they started. Unfortunately, the libelous or interesting vocals which they had at the start, things like every man in Bristol has to have a beard from the age of 9. I can't do the Scottish accent, but it's very funny. Oh, Pilchard with Mac and Muppet, which obviously includes the Muppet theme, Manamana, with Macarena. I've had to get over my hatred of that Macarena to actually like that tune, but also with the Doors. The idea of mixing the Doors with the Macarena and the Muppet theme is just an insanity that only Pilchard can understand. They definitely rocked the joint at West of Bastard, though it got very, very heavy towards the end. Something I learnt that is I don't really like the really heavy breaksy, drum and bassy sort of squelchy stuff, but a lot of DJs do. I'm just built differently. And then before that was What Like an Egypt's Fan by the Egypts, which of course is a sort of a two-step sort of is that digidub? Something like that. Mix of What Like an Egyptian. So, it was. It's been a manic couple of days. I was down in Bristol, and the gig went on till about, was it 2 in the morning? It was late. And one of the best things was Richie Deluxe was actually at the end playing Jilted John. And the end at the Egypts ended on Jilted John, which was a brilliant track. Which is that punk track who by the guy that became John Shuttleworth, the cabaret guy, and then played Chanson d'Amour after telling that the bouncers that the Jilted John was the last track. So he was insisting, no, it's the same track, it's the same track, as if Chanson d'Amour is just a natural extension of Jilted John. That's definitely a bootlegger mindset, and a good one, Richie, I love that. And also I got Derek. Derek is a glowing fish. Lumpy was giving glowing fish to all the DJs, and I also got one, so I named him Derek. And he's one of his little key rings that if you press him, he sort of goes all glowing in different colours and different lights. It's very sweet. And I was assuming that it was some kind of radio tracking system. If the DJs ran off, there was actually a little tracking device in there, so Lumpy could then hunt them down. Not that they would, but just in case they did. So, and this is another track that went down really well. It's actually part of the Halloween Son of Monster mashup album as well, although it was released slightly before, and it's a great track, and it, for some reason it always makes me think of Funfairs. It's Don't Cross Test Dreams by Don Loves You, otherwise known as Blow Up, or otherwise known as the Don from Pirate. Enjoy.
Everybody wants to get down like that.
That was Don Loves You with Don't Cross the Streams, with a mix of Ghostbusters and, of course, the Hey You, What's That Sound? Bit popularised by Jack LeConte, but actually it's from I Wish by Skilo, if you remember that old track. But yeah, something about the way the siren, there's little sort of like siren-y noises go off, reminds me of the sort of like whisking around on dodgems or some kind of ghostly funfair. I'm now going to play the mix from Bastard. I hope you enjoy this. This is lots of new DJ No-No, and you already heard one of the Instamatic tracks, but another Instamatic track in there as well, and a few other things. This is kind of an hour's worth compressed into about 25-30 minutes, and I'll see you shortly.
Hello, Sid Arthur here. Apples and pears, dog and bone, the middle way, that's what I think. It's sort of human, isn't it? Sort of human being complete bastards. And bastard is a normal, because the southern word is bastard in South England, but northern is bastard, and it's much better to say bastard. Bastard. Bastard.
Hey, it's time.
Bastard.
Time for the DJ Nerdo.
Bastard.
DJ Nerdo.
Roadshow. You bastard!
Right.
Out there.
I shall jump.
Get down, so get down your seat and jump around. Jump around.
The Mac Daddy.
get down. I came to get down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around.
Get to listen to Radio Clash, and we're doing that right now with Tim Bear Carl.
Madonna called. If she calls, tell her I'm not here.
I'm the little but that's going a bit too far, don't you think?
Stupid.
How we do things downtown.
I do.
I hope you enjoyed that. That was kind of like a mini version of DJ No No's, otherwise known as me, Bastard Mix from the Bastard last Thursday. What I played was at the start was an intro by Disico. And I have to say thank you to Marty Batfreak for the spoken word bits in between there and also in the middle of that mix. Thank you a lot for that. Then I played Tandem by Hal Kelly. Then B-Boy Ninja, which is a new DJ Nono track, which is a polka, which is Lawrence Welk versus DJ Kool Herc, sort of a breakers track. Then I played Jump by Kid Carpet, mixing into Ludacris, which is an Instamatic track, but then goes into another track which hasn't really sort of has never been released. I did a while ago for DJing purposes, which is Ludacris is Ludacris versus Crisscross, Jump Around, but then it goes into Crisscross versus House of Pain's Jump Around. Then was Hank Handy's Johnny Mitchell versus Double Trouble, which I played on show 50, so you'll be going, not again. Then Madonna's Hung Up, which is, or otherwise subtitled as Let's All Hang Madonna, which is Madonna's new single versus Junior Vasquez, If Madonna Calls, I'm Not Here. Then 1112 by Racist Tower. Then Supercali Breaks, which is Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, I managed to say it, versus Drum and Bass, just versus Shy FX. Then it was Chitty Gang Bang, which is Chitty Bang Bang and Trudy Scrumptious, and various other Cast of Millions samples. And I have to thank Greg in Canada for helping on that. Versus Pendulum and Freestylers. Fasten your seatbelt. Apologies for that long list, but I thought I'd tell you all, just because I'm very proud of it. I'm too proud, far too proud. So that's almost the end of the show. I'm going to play a track. This is a cover version, just to sort of offset all of the manic kind of dancey bootleggery tomfoolery. And I have to say, I hope, £50 note, you enjoyed the J-pop, because I've just been listening to your podcast that you did, number 7. I haven't got all the way through yet, but I just love the fact you played it. You played like a J-pop video game theme song, which was so catchy. I'm just getting so much into J-pop type stuff. So this is a cover version. It's from a cover of, album of Pet Shop Boys covers. It's Rent by a band called Behind the Scenes, and there's something very Halloweenish, something very John Carpenter about this track. Reminds me of the Music for the Fog. So I'll see you in a moment.
You dress me up, I'm your puppets. You buy me things, I love it. You bring me food, I need it. You give me love, I feed it. We're looking down to our lives in sympathy with everything we see. I never owned anything, or it's easy. You buy whatever I need. I'm looking my holes, look at my high dreams. The currency we spent, I love you.
Money less when you're lying next to me.
Rent, a Pet Shop Boys cover by Behind the Scenes. It's from an album called Very Introspective, actually, on the amazingly titled label Dancing Ferret. And there's quite a few covers on there. There's one, Love Comes Quickly, which is quite good. Mostly kind of rock, kind of emo, industrial type stuff. Some works, some which doesn't. But I like that one. As I say, it reminds me of John Carpenter's music. So I almost played it for the Halloween show. But I just missed out. So this is the end of the show. I hope you enjoyed it. This is your humble host signing up for tonight. And you can find out more about Radio Clash at the blog, which is mutantpop.net/radioclash. You probably need www in there at the start, actually. Or email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. I love getting feedback on the blog or by email. It's been a bit quiet on the blog recently, and it's been very quiet on the voicemail line. It's not been nice, it's been not too bad on the blog, but voicemail has been very quiet, which is if you're in the States, it's 206-202-5274 or 206-20-CLASH. I think I've got that right. Or you can chat to me or leave me a voicemail on Gizmo, which is my user ID is Radio Clash, or you can chat to me or call me on Skype if I've got my headset plugged in, as Tim Bear Cub. That's TimBearCub. So that's the other name I come under. So if you hear people saying Tim Bear Cub or TBC or Tim, it's all the same thing. Just swap them in. I played some of the tracks from De Sica's album in the last show, from You Fight Like a Girl. Now, the other thing I got was his thing called the Fool EP, which had the remixes. I checked out the remixes, but I didn't check out the original tracks so much. And this came on earlier when I was coming back on the train from my long, long weekend. My weekend went from Thursday to Sunday morning. It was a very long weekend. And it's a track called It's Late. It has a really nice vibe. And these, from the previous album, he seems to have gone more into a sort of an early OMD, late Kraftwerk, well, sort of Kraftwerk and OMD, but still kind of has that kind of early Factory, sort of a Martin Hannett vibe. So I hope you enjoyed the show. I'll speak to you soon.
Well, it's so late, I'm so very tired. I can't forget.
Let's try that again. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Check the level, check the level, check the level. Ooh, yeah. Okay.